On the 22nd of February 2011, a frantic President Muammar Gaddafi declares war on his countrymen.
عندي بندقيتي انا حنقاتل اخر قطر من دمي ومعي الشعب الليبي وسنزحف انا والملايين لتطهير ليبيا شبر شبر بيت بيت زنقة زنقة فرد فرد نحن لن نستخدم القوة بعد.
Thousands of citizens have risen up in protest against him. He vows to cleanse Libya of the uprising house by house. A frightening insight into his state of mind. That of a man ready to cling to power by any means.
They were hit with live ammunition and four demonstrators were killed.
It began in Benghazi with the police shooting of two men at a rally demanding the release of a human rights lawyer.
The people who fired these shots are the security of the government. There are some Africans brought to the eastern region to kill our people. There is a big massacre.
As the men are buried, police open fire. Outrage spreads across Libya.
set. The load is not chosen. Your fate, you'll be ordained. They are losing control. Every step of you.
Inspired by the success of the People's Revolution in Egypt just days before, activists call for a day of rage. On the 17th of February, furious crowds confront security forces in several cities. The state response is extremely violent, but the chant, "Down with the regime," only gets louder.
The demonstration started peaceful. They have lost control of the center of Benghazi. They are calling for the fall of Gaddafi's regime.
No security forces at all. There is no police, there is nothing. It's only the people. I'm civilian and they are very, very young. They are 18, 17, 20. Those are the youth, our youth. They are the youth of the revolution. They are the people who have no hope, no dreams. They are my students. They wanted freedom. They wanted rights. They wanted human dignity and human worth without weapons, with only rocks in their hands. And we just got priced. Firing on them with heavy weaponry, it was a massacre. It was a crime against humanity.
There's a lot of machine guns here, which is the opposition down testing their weapons because they are waiting for the Gaddafi regime is capable to come in. They close all the roads coming to the square. They have tanks here, they have machine guns, they have artillery, they have Kalashnikov, they have small handguns and machetes and you name it. They have the weapons and they are ready for the bastards. Right now, I'd say at least 2,000-3,000, at least. Something's happening. Something's happening now. Yeah, there's something happening. They are going to one corner, where the opposition are coming through. Right now, something's happening. Here's the truth.
Fierce battle and the scene of death and violence.
I have cousins who are in the streets whose friends have been killed right in front of them. The killings are just going on. Bodies are piled everywhere. The numbers that they announce on TV are nowhere to compare. They're just firing people. Sniper shooters are on the roof of every house, every single house.
And the unrest is spreading across the country. Here in Albaidia, thousands gather near the main mosque. Another city rocked by days of protests against the country's leadership. Chanting there's no God but Allah, mourners carry the body of one of those killed. And there's more chaos. anti-Gaddafi graffiti sprayed on walls, and a voice through a loudspeaker saying, "There is no state here." Reports of casualties are running high and constantly rising. The city's hospital overwhelmed. The morgue is filled with bodies, and more is still coming. On Libyan state television, the first signs of the country is in difficulty. Images of burning buildings, a result of the protests. They're blaming foreign forces for trying to destabilize the country. But while thousands of Libyans remain on the streets in various cities across the country, it's becoming harder and harder to ignore their calls.
They love me, all my people with me. They love me, all. They will die to protect me, my people.
ثمن بقائي هنا.
I shall die as a martyr in the end.
جدي الطاهرة.
I will not leave the country.
أنا سأموت معه شهيد.
And I will die as a martyr at the end.
They love me, all my people with me. They love me all.
أترك الفات جدي الطاهرة.
يا كتابي قلت العرب زيك زيك.
This is the newest checkpoint of the anti-Gaddafi forces as they continue their push towards the west of Libya. Their advance has been difficult as Gaddafi loyalists have used all their might to retain control of oil hubs around the country. A deadly battle raged for hours in Ras Lanouf, a key oil terminal in the east. The rebels say they came under heavy artillery fire and shelling on Friday.
The military base is still theirs. About 20 officers from the Farjan tribe refused to fight. They hung them. And then we entered the base.
The Gaddafi forces retreated, and the rebels got hold of weapons left behind. With more firepower, there's a belief that victory is drawing closer.
It's a battle where every inch of territory is fought for. Now they are regrouping and they say they're getting ready to head first to Sirte and then to Tripoli.
The rebels enjoy the support of soldiers and commanders who have defected. They have taken the lead in the push.
We're from the army. We're waiting for orders to move forward. The only condition to stop fighting is for Gaddafi to leave.
The rebels have pushed the front line and hundreds continue to stream on the coastal road, vowing death or victory. But from now on, it's going to get much tougher. The coming battle for Sirte will be a decisive turn in the uprising that has engulfed Libya. But Abdelhamid, Al Jazeera, Ras Lanouf.
The rebels are edging closer and closer to the Gaddafi heartlands. The territory they call Free Libya now extends almost as far west as Bin Jawad. That's just 200 kilometers from Gaddafi's hometown of Sirte.
We advanced to Bin Jawad and we discovered that Gaddafi troops had recruited teenagers and made them stand on the rooftops to shoot at us. After that, we decided to withdraw from Bin Jawad to work out a new strategy to return and capture the town.
The rebels are chaotic and living on their nerves. Their mood swings from panic to euphoria. But their great strength lies in the conviction that they are liberating their country. The skies are clear again after a sandstorm that lasted several days. And good visibility means enemy aircraft.
The rebels are vulnerable from the sky. The pro-Gaddafi forces have aircraft, the opposition fighters don't. It's their one really big disadvantage.
Capturing territory and capturing enemy soldiers too. The rebels take us to see a man they've been holding prisoner since Friday. He tells me he's a conscript in the Libyan army.
The army asked me what my specialty was. They posted me as a sentry and said, if you leave, we will shoot you.
Gaddafi's army may outgun the rebels, but the rebels outnumber the army. New volunteers are joining all the time and their morale is high. Just as well, since the heaviest fighting may still lie ahead. Jackie Rowland, Al Jazeera, Ras Lanouf in eastern Libya. The attack comes from the sky. Pro-Gaddafi forces unleash a savage counter-offensive against the town of Ras Lanouf. Rebel fighters on the ground are sitting targets. They're vulnerable and they know it.
In the howling wind comes the stinging rain. See each other nails in your souls on the chill pain. From the fire.
Gaddafi's bombers have hit an oil storage depot about 10 kilometers to the west. Even from Ras Lanouf, the damage is tangible. We want to take a closer look, so we hitch a ride on the back of a pickup truck. We're not the only ones racing west. Rebel fighters are moving up to the front line. And on the roadside, a reminder of the grim tally of dead and injured. Medics prepare to take the wounded back to Ras Lanouf. Columns of smoke loom ominously on the horizon. We move closer.
Well, it does appear to be some kind of an oil installation. And as we approach it, we can see that the bombers have hit it in three different points. And this closest point here, we can actually see the flames. About 500 meters away as well, we can hear the rebels are firing mortars up into the air where the Gaddafi bombers are still circling overhead.
They drop another bomb inside the fence of the oil storage depot. Gaddafi's bombers have hit an oil storage depot about 10 kilometers to the west. Even from Ras Lanouf, the damage is tangible. We want to take a closer look, so we hitch a ride on the back of a pickup truck. We're not the only ones racing west. Rebel fighters are moving up to the front line. And on the roadside, a reminder of the grim tally of dead and injured. Medics prepare to take the wounded back to Ras Lanouf. The columns of smoke loom ominously on the horizon. We move closer.
Well, it does appear to be some kind of an oil installation. And as we approach it, we can see that the bombers have hit it in three different points. And this closest point here, we can actually see the flames. About 500 meters away as well, we can hear the rebels are firing mortars up into the air where the Gaddafi bombers are still circling overhead.
They drop another bomb inside the fence of the oil storage depot. Gaddafi's forces are clearly targeting this facility. The rebels fire multiple rocket launchers. Their target, not the warplanes, but rather a small group of pro-Gaddafi troops on the ground. Those troops are firing mortars from beneath the oil depot. They appear to be outflanked by the rebels. And all the time, the dense smoke rises, turning the afternoon into a premature night. We take shelter in a ditch in the desert. Unbeknown to us, the rebels have moved more rocket launchers to a sandbank behind us. Pro-Gaddafi troops have spotted them. They send their mortars thundering in. The mortar and rocket fire stops for a moment, our chance to escape. We have been 1 kilometre from the front line, and what we have seen has changed our perception of this rebel force. They've demonstrated more know-how than we had given them credit for, and their courage and determination are undeniable. Jackie Rowland, Al Jazeera, outside Ras Lanuf in Eastern Libya.
No.